meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Arvi Mor and Imi Morazi Shehichyu. We nishmas Maris Esther Vas Rib Shmuel. In this week's parasha, Parashas Vayetze, we have the pasuk of Malei Shvua Zos, Phil this week, and this is when Yaakov Avinu marries Leah and he wants to marry Rachel. He says to love in Malei Shvua Zos, so you can't mix in the simchas. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Azoy at gebrengt the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Perek Yud Halacha Yudalid. The Bavli is learned from a different source, that the Sefer Melachim is describing the Chagiz Chanukas Beis Hamikdash HaRishon Shel Bnei Shlomo HaMelech. In the pasuk it says that they celebrated for 7 days, and 7 days, 14 days. So first were the 7 days of the Chagiga Chanukas HaMishkan, and then the 7 days of Sukkot that came after it. So Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The reason of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is, says Tosfos, Dibor Maschil Lefi, Moed and Katan Ches Hamid Beis, the Kamosha Ein Osim Mitzvah Chavilos, the Vinashay Libu Ipano, the Mitzvah Achas, for Leif Natsmai Menu, V'chein B'Simcha, Simcha B'Simcha, Yeh Libu Ipano B'Simcha. Right, we want you to be focused on this simcha and not focused on other things. So memela ein ma'arvin, you don't mix in two different simchas. And Muki Yosef writes she'eno samech koroi b'chol achas mehem, you're not going to be properly happy if you are ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, because you can't focus on each simcha individually. The Meiri writes, "Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha shloy achas mismaetis b'chaveretis." So one shouldn't be minimized by the other one. Now, in Pashtus, it would appear that all of these Rishonim were all saying basically the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. Tosfos writes, "Vino she'el libui panui l'mitzvah achas v'leif natzmoi mena v'chein simcha b'simcha she'el libui panui b'simcha." Your heart should be open for the simcha. That seems to be what the Muki Yosef is saying. That seems to be what the Meiri is saying. However, from the fact that Tosfos says that Tosfos compares it to Einos and Mitzvah Chavilas, it's muchach that it's a different reason. Because when you talk about Einos and Mitzvah Chavilas, the reason is not because you're Mema'it, you're, right, Einos and Mitzvah Chavilas, and you're not doing two mitzvahs at the same time. It's not because you're minimizing your involvement in each of the mitzvahs, but rather it's because it seems like a burden to you, like Rashi writes in Sota, and Tos themselves there also write the same thing. So we have to say that Tos is in Moed Katan, who says that what they mean is for that this very reason, if your heart is focused on two mitzvahs, then it's going to be like a masa, it's going to be like a burden. So if we compare the two Tosfosim, then just like Tosfos because Tosfos in Moed Katan says Chavilos is like Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and Tosfos says in Sota that Chavilos means it shouldn't be a masa, so here also it shouldn't be a masa. That's what it means when they say it should be free for the simcha. It shouldn't look like a burden that you have two simchas. You have so much on your plate. You have two simchas. And it would seem that lekulei alma, we need this reason of mechze olav kamasa, that it seems like a burden to us. Pesachim kuf beis amid beis. We say ein omer beit kedush beis kedushas al kos achas. You don't say two different kedushas on one kos, because of ein mitzvah osin mitzvahs chavilas. Right, and there it's first you're benching and then you're saying kiddush, so your heart is pani l'chol mitzvah, you're doing each mitzvah individually. So it must be because since you're doing two and one kos, both benching and kiddush, it looks like a masa, it looks like a burden for you. So you see there the reason is chavilas, because it looks like a burden. It's not because you can't focus, it's not because you can't have a leif panui, because your leif is panui. First you're benching on this coast, and now you're saying kiddush. It must be because it looks like a maaseh. So me'achshav lefi ze mikach she'tosfot lomdim ma she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha me'adin she'ein osin mitzvos chavilas chavilas Tosfos learns ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha from the din of ein osin mitzvos chavilas chavilas. It would appear that kavanas ha'Tosfos is that ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha is because nira lav kamasa. Remember, Tosfos makes that the comparison. So we have to say that Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas is because of Masa, because of the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Beis Amid Beis. And Tosfos here in Moed Katan compares Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas to Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So just like Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas is because it looks burdensome to you, so too Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is that it's like burdensome to you, you have too much on your plate, so to speak. Since we require that your heart be panei l'chol simcha b'fnei atzma, you can't be ma'ariv simcha acheres. So even if we can have an anansadeh, we can say that your simcha isn't nifgam at all, it isn't blemished at all by the fact that you have two simchas here, simultaneously happy about both simchas, nevertheless the din is that you have to focus on each simcha separately, otherwise it seems like a masa. You're burdened with this simcha, that simcha, it's too much already for you. So simcha is also, for a lot of people, simchas are stressful times. So too much simcha, it's more stress. So you gotta, you know, minimize the stress over here. So you have only one simcha, you could focus on the simcha, you could be happy with the simcha, and it's not a masa, but you focus on the good side of the simcha. But once you have two simchas, so that's already inviting trouble. So so we have to say the fitosis, that's the pshat of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, is that otherwise it's a mass, it's burdensome if you're celebrating two simchas at the same time. So therefore, you know, the Sheva Brachas of Yaakov and Rachel was split up, and Sukkos and Lechanukas HaMikdash was split up, so you can't have two simchas at the same time. So that would be Shitas HaTesis. So this is all based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. So he brings down a beautiful nafkamina between the Sheet of Tosis and the Sheet of the Nebuka Yosef and the Meiri, because we have the following suffix: is the Simcha of Rishus Mutter, is it Mutter do a Simcha of Rishus together with the Simcha Shal Mitzvah or not? So the Das and Nebuka Yosef that ain't Marvin Simcha B'Simcha is because you're not going to be sufficiently happy in both each individual Simcha. So it would be clear then that Simcha Shal Rishus, you're also not allowed to do that together with the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And then maybe it's worse, because then instead of focusing on your Simcha Shal Mitzvah, you're going to be focusing on your Simcha Shal Rishus. So that's mamish going to be a pagam in your Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So it's pashit that according to the time of the Nebuka Yosef, of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simchas, because you're not Samech Karoi, that would also apply to a Simcha Shal Rishus. And we can prove this from the Meiri, who writes in Moed Katan, Ein Tzarich Lomar Shein Nosim B'Yomtiv. You're not allowed to get married on Yomtiv. You don't have to say that. It's Pashut. Shirei Akar Simcha Sachag B'Yomtiv. Iker Simcha Sachag B'Yomtiv. Who? He? Ela Afilu Shabbos Shein Simcha Ksuva Bo Ein Nosim Afal Pishin Eskat Shekfar. Shabbos, even though there's no Simcha written by Shabbos, you're not allowed to get married, even though she's already Mekudeshes. So in Pashtus, the Kavan of the Meiri requires understanding. Since on Shabbos there's no Simcha, what's the problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? There's no Din of Simcha on Shabbos. So based on what we said, we can understand very well that the Meiri is L'Shitaso. That Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is because one Simcha is Memayit, the other Simcha is like in Mukei Yosef. So the Fiza, Filu Simcha Shal Rishus, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha shal mitzvah. And therefore, on Shabbos, granted that there's no mitzvah of simcha, nevertheless, since we are sameach, v'baser v'yayin, v'noagim bo, menhagei simcha, therefore, ein no simbo isha. So since there's a rishus for simcha on Shabbos, or as the Achronim say, there's a mitzias of simcha on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. The simcha of the Shabbos is the simcha of Rishus, and that is not allowed to be mixed in with the simcha of marriage. But l'das ha'teisvus, shema she'in ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, haynu mishum, Shedinhu Shiaseh Kol Simcha Benifrad, that each Simcha has to be done separately. So we can say that that's all if there are two Simchas Shel Mitzvah. But B'Simcha Shel Rishus, that like a Beis Simcha D'Oraisa, it's not considered a Simcha, so then maybe it wouldn't be a problem. Because according to Tosis, it's just a din that you can't have, that each Simcha has to be done separately, because you can't have can't look to you like a burden. So if it's not a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, then it's not going to be a burden. So if we're correct in this, then we can say a huge nafkamina. So we just said one nafkamina, that according to Tosfos, you're allowed to mix in a Simcha Shel Rishus and a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and according to the Meiri and the Nebuka Yosef, you wouldn't allow to be. So now we can say another big nafkamina, the Meiri, Psachim, Kuf, Bezam, it brings in the name of the Yesh Mepharshim, that a mitzvah derabbanan, b'hadei mitzvah d'oraisa, mutter lasis chavilas chavilas. That's a mitzvah derabbanan together with a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're allowed to do in one shot. You're allowed to do chavilas chavilas. The Rambam in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos Lechad Gimel writes, "V'lo yavarich v'yakadesh al kos echad she'enos in shtei mitzvahs b'kos echad she'mitzvahs kitzvahs she'mitzvahs amaz in shtei mitzvahs shel toirehin." So Rambam says that in parak of Tes Halacha Yud Gimel, you're now allowed to be mevarich and makadesh on one kos, because einos in shtei mitzvahs b'kos echad, because you're now allowed to do two mitzvahs on one kos, because mitzvahs kiddush and mitzvahs birkas hamazon are two mitzvahs shel Torah, and therefore you're now allowed to do them on one kos. So Agon Reina Rabbi Rafael Shapira, the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, in his Sefer Taras Rafael, explains that Kavanas HaRambam is lafuke, where one mitzvah is d'arais and one mitzvah is d'rabbanan, because the Rambam says, because they're both mitzvahs shel Torah. But here, they're not both mitzvahs shel Torah. Here, one's d'oraisa. If one would be d'oraisa and one would be d'rabbanan, then it would be mutter. There'd be no iser of chavilas chavilas. And the reason is because rabbanan legabi d'oraisa is because k'rishus dami. And he writes that according to this, two mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you're also not allowed to do chavilas chavilas. And he brings like that in the name of the ksav sofer. So you're now that in relationship to a d'rabbanan, to a daraisa, the rabbanan is like a rishus, so therefore there you're allowed to do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. But when they're in the same plane, two daraisas and two darabbanans, there you're not allowed to. So the reason you're not allowed to make one kiddush on two, on one use one kos on two kiddushes for one kos with one kos, that's chavilas chavilas, is making them into bundles, bundling up your mitzvahs and doing on one kos two mitzvahs. The Lobe say there, you look, and if you want to see more of Amos Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, look in the Talmudic Encyclopedia. So the reason you're not allowed to do Amos Chavilas Chavilas with two mitzvahs is only when they're in the same plane of Dereis, Dereis, Derabbanan, Derabbanan. But Dereis and Derabbanan, the Rebbe Rafael Shapira is Medayek from the Rambam that it's Beseder, because he writes Shtei Mitzvah Shel Torahim. So, parenthetically, what we have to understand in what he writes is that two mitzvahs d'rabbanan, he writes this chavilas chavilas. So therefore, now I understand that klape the mitzvah d'araisa, we don't care if he's doing it together with it a mitzvah d'rabbanan, because it's like a dvar rishus. But al kol panim klape the mitzvah d'rabbanan, how can you do the mitzvah d'araisa? It's no less than a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So that's going to shter the d'araisa should shter the d'rabbanan. Al kol panim. So based on this, we can be mechadish as follows, that according to Tosfos, that the reason of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is because of Chavilos Chavilos, if so, to do a mitzvah, which is a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan, together with a D'Oraisa, would be mutter. In other words, if you want to do a Simcha, you want to be Ma'arev a Simcha D'Oraisa, together with a Simcha D'Rabbanan. So if you go with the Tushtel of Tosfos, that Chavilos Chavilos is in the same category as Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, so just like Chavilos Chavilos, you can do a D'Oraisa and a Rabbanan together, can't do two D'Oraisas on one kos, but a D'Oraisa mitzvah can be done, it can be bunched up with the Derabana mitzvah. So hu adin, that simcha b'simcha, you can have a simcha which is a chi of Derabanan together with a simcha that is a deoraisa, that would be permitted, just like we find by chavilas chavilas, because kol Derabanan legabe deoraisa is kamidi derishus. Parenthetically, just to give the other examples of besides making two brachas on one kos, so other examples of Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas are in the Mishnah, not to give two sotas to drink at once, not to be matar two mitzoras at once, not to do Ritzian to Avodim Kachas, not to do Arifan Shtei Agolos Biachad. So that's also Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. And this is again brachas, Ein Lachtam Virchas B'nei Yerushalayim, Gam B'bonei Yerushalayim, Gam B'moshi Yisrael, because Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas, that's also bundling up the mitzvahs. Okay, so those are just more examples. Gevaldik. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a raya to the chiddush that we just said, that you would be allowed to be ma'ariv with simcha d'oraisa together with the simcha d'rabbanan from the Maharsha. The Maharsha says in Ksubis, to explain what that it says in Tosfos, that nisuim below su'uda, you're allowed to do on yantif. So he says, you know why you're allowed to do nisuim without marriage, nisuim without a su'udah on yantif, because you have to mechalik between a simcha derais and a simcha derabanan. So and that would mean that nisuim without a su'udah is only derabanan. Masha'en kain, the yantif is obviously deraisa. If that's true, though, then we can ask, based on what Tosa says in Moed Katan Yadalad Amid Beis, Divrei HaMashgil Aseh, Shebizman Hazeh, Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah only derabbanan, because there's no Shalmei Simcha. So according to this, Min Adin Bizman Hazeh, there should be no Isser to marry a woman on the Moed, right? Because marry a woman together with a Sudas Nisuin, so you have a beautiful Daraisa, Kulei Alma. And against that, Simchas Yontif is only derabbanan, because there's no Shalmei Simcha, and you're allowed to be married with deraisa than rabbanan, and that can't be. However, we can say that since mitzvah Simcha is a mitzvah deraisa, v'chol tikkun derabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, therefore b'zman is it's also asur, because it's like davar she'ikra b'Torah, right? It's ikra shel Torah. So the source, original source of Simchas Yontif, even though today it's derabbanan, according to that opinion that we don't have Shalmei Simcha, it's only Derabanan. But since it's sourced in the Torah, Mela, when the rabbis were attacking the Derabanan, they were attacking Ke'en Doi Raisa. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, they also assert to be Nose Isha. They have a Gdavar Sheikro Shel Torah, and that's why you're now allowed to do both. You're now allowed to get married on Yantiv, even Bizman Hazeh. In the Arutz of Rebel Yoshiv, he learns Pshat and Tosis and Moed Katan differently, that he learns that even Tosis agrees that Simcha Bizman Hazeh is a chi of Torah, and he explains Tosis Ofen Acher, so Mimela it's not going to be a kasha why you can't get married Bizman Hazeh and Yontif, because they're both Doraisa, even Simcha Yontif Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, B'li Neder, in the next shir, we will continue, and continue singing Niflos Mitaras Hashem. This was unbelievable. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.